As you know, Darren, you and I are in a very fortunate position to invite people who we like, who've got a great story to tell, not only in business or in life, but the values that they hold to build a better community. And I was very fortunate to meet this person at Parramatta Police Boys Club, where I'm the patron. And you just click with some people and others you don't. It's just part of life. And I clicked straight away with this person, and I didn't even know much about them. He is a philanthropist, a person who does a lot of paddling underwater, in the sense it gives away a lot of resources to help people less fortunate than himself, and is a great person, has a great business. And I'm talking with Stan Kraris, who is the manager of AAA Tyres. Thanks for joining both Darren and myself on Spotlight this morning.
Thanks, Jim. It's an honour to be here. So I actually feel the same way. I met you at a function with the PCYC, and straight away I clicked, and I could see your values and stuff, and I can see what you're doing for the community and that. So, for me, I've grown up in the area. I grew up in Castle Hill. Actually went to Excelsior Primary School in Arthur Phillip High. And it was tough growing up because parents were immigrants and that, so they came here with nothing and worked very hard to get to where we are.
What do they teach you, Stan? Like, I'm always interested, Darren, when you talk to Australian-born, in particular Australian-born people, yeah, and they immediately talk about their parents being immigrants, come to Australia with very little, if I can say, I'm not in your case, but generally speaking, yeah, the difficulties of language, the difficulties of getting ahead, yeah, and yet you look at their children, and I say that with respect, and they've been so successful. What do they teach you?
They teach us respect. They teach us to love the country. So they left their own country, like... I sort of get emotional because...
Yeah, sure. You know, I understand that.
So, my mum came in when she was 7.
That's okay. That's part of our show, for you to share the deeper meaning of who you are. For you to do that for your parents, yeah, and to... Because really what you're saying is, thank you, mum and dad.
Yeah, definitely. And when you think about coming to another country without telephones, without internet, it was a different world. Like...
They came with two hands, didn't they?
I say today, the poorest person today lives better than the richest person 100 years ago. Like, the world's changed, you know. We got everything now. Like, we've got communication. It's easier to get across to people. It's easier to reach out friends and that. So, but when they came here, they come over on a boat, you know.
And where did they come from?
Greece.
Yes.
So they both came in. I'm talking to my mum, and she would eat out of her rubbish bins.
Yeah.
At first, because it was different.
Stan, can I say thank you for sharing that? That must be so difficult for you, and the emotion and love that you have. And I just say thank you to your mum and dad. I know Darren is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And you take on what they wanted you to be, in the sense successful, to be a good person, to do all of those things which made them proud, and you've done that for your parents.
Yeah, they taught us to give back. So there's four brothers and sisters. I mean, four brothers, one sister. All the brothers work hard. The younger sister, she's a doctor. Like, and I can see she cares. Like, she chose to do medicine because she doesn't want to give back. So it's one of those people, and those values come from our parents. Like,
yes,
my parents always go, you know, thank God every day, be grateful for the life you have in a great country.
And I bet you they still live very simply. I mean, in the sense that they have great love for each other.
Yes,
they value their relationship. I call it marriage,
yes,
but their relationship and those type of things, and children and grandchildren.
Yep.
Are the pinnacle of their lives.
Oh, definitely. And it's so important to be in, to be with your family, and it's also the local environment, to give back. And I think we've got that even in our business and stuff. Like, my dad's always giving free things away at work and stuff.
He's giving your stuff away.
All the time. So, you know, so when we built the business around...
Dads do that.
Yeah, they do that, you know. So, and he's just... And look, even when I was at the PCYC trying to mentor some of the young kids, like,
yeah,
there's a couple of great programs there. One of the programs I was helping with was a Stand Tall program. And it was about helping these young kids, right? And I did it for a couple of years, and it was a blessing to be invited to go to it. Just no different, like, I'm blessed to be here to say my story, right? So with the PCYC, to see these young kids, sometimes they haven't had the same sort of upbringing, you know. I mean, it could be a broken up family, could be, you know, other sort of abuses and that. So these kids, but they're all beautiful.
Yeah, and Stan, these kids are like 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, yep. so impressionable,
yes.
That need people like you,
yes.
to help them, that show them that you care about, yeah, them, because that's what they're looking for.
Definitely, and the PCYC, I think it's a great resource because the kids feel loved there. They feel,
yep, they do.
You know, and you've got police there and you've got local, you know, politicians, you've got people getting involved with these children, and they can see that there's someone out there putting a hand, and that's what makes Australia special. I mean, this is a great country.
And if I can just say, Darren, to our listeners, how important, I'm going to say parents, but that's a very difficult concept today,
yep.
I mean, in the sense of trying to understand that, but people's influence on people's lives. He's a very, very, very successful businessman, if you measure business as being the success tool, but decides to give back, is very humble, and gives a lot of resources, particularly financial resources, to help organisations. I'm so impressed with the person. I can't believe we're going to go to a little break, yep. play a song, and we're going to come back and find out about tyres, because I find them one of the most complex things,
yeah.
you have to purchase.
Definitely.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 21 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, we spent the first part of this morning talking to an incredible person first and foremost, because anyone who's in business, works for not-for-profit or anything, and is really positive, has a story to tell. And the story that our good friend Stan Karakas, or Karakas, is telling us is an amazing one. And thanks for sharing that with us this morning. The emotion and the love you have for your parents leaves no bound. And thank you for doing that with us this morning on Spotlight.
Thank you.
One of the reasons that I wanted you to come in and talk to our listeners is all about tyres. I find it one of the most difficult things to understand, because it always seems that it's always more than one tyre that you have to change and so on. If I can ask, I have a naive question. What do you look for in a tyre?
You look for something. I mean, you buy tyres once every 2 to 3 years. Most tyres you get 30, 40,000 kilometres out of them.
And sorry, just to interrupt, yeah. I'm talking in our studios, Darren and I, with a person that does about 60,000 tyres a year. So this guy knows his trade back to front.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I've been in the industry since I was 16, 17 years old, so I'm in my 50s now. Tyres are a very important part. You know, when you think about the vehicle, your tyres and your brakes and your steering, the most important part in the vehicle, obviously the driver and that too. But the thing is, with tyres, people forget about how important they are. You know, you're driving in wet weather conditions, make sure that there's enough tread on the tyres. Like, even myself, I actually surprised myself, and this is a true story, and we got 20,000 tyres in stock, and I picked up my son from soccer and I pulled in the driveway and I had the steering wheel turned to the right, and I looked inside of a tyre and it was actually bald. And it was bald to a state where the belts were almost coming out. So, you know, I'd suggest to anyone, you know, once every 6 months, once every, you know, just drop into your local tyre store, tell them to check your tyres and that.
And what should they be checking for? They're like, for example, we take your advice, we go to whoever they go for their tyres. What things would the tyre person be looking for?
A tyre person, what's important? See, a lot of these late model cars, I mean, for the last 10 years and stuff, they've got like sort of independent suspension where the tyres sort of camber outwards for performance and that and safety. With that, sometimes the tyres wear out on the inside and you don't notice they're wearing out on the inside. Like, they look fine on the outside, but they're actually worn out on the inside. So, you know, I'd always suggest, you know, turn your steering wheel left or right full and then check the inside of the tread, make sure there's enough tread there. You know, if you got a local tyre shop, go in and just check and make sure the tyres, there's no scuff marks on the outside. That might be dangerous, you know, when you're parking, you know, hitting the footpath or something like that. And another thing is, with tyres, the prices have come back a lot. I mean, it's still an expensive item, but, you know, it's something you do once every couple of years. So, you know, but the brands, the big brands, like, you know, your Pirellis, your Continentals, your Toyos, your Fork, a lot of these tyres have come back in price. So sometimes it's not worth saving $10 or $15 a tyre or $20 a tyre because it's so important. The tyre is so important for your vehicle and stuff. So, I got caught out myself. I was surprised that, the tyre, that the belts were always almost showing on the inside. And because I understand tyres, I know how dangerous that is. So I was actually scared to drive the car over the weekend and got the tyres changed straight away on a Monday, So
what about tyre pressure? How do you manage tyre pressure?
Good question.
Yeah, that's important. Tyre pressures, you should always check your tyre pressures. You run, you know, most vehicles, you know, 30, 32, 34. You always run a couple of pounds more on the front because of the weight of the engine compared to the back of that. So, you know, it depends, you've got a four-wheel drive in it. But, you know, check your tyre pressures. You should be checking them at least once a month, you know, make sure, because that can make a big difference.
Is it good enough to go to the servo and use their machine, or should you go to a tyre provider? What do you think?
I mean, you can go to a tyre provider. They're always happy to help and stuff. I mean, most people in the tyre industry, they're actually very hard working in that. So, but I mean, you can still go to a petrol station. Like, some of the gauges, I just used one recently at a petrol station. I was actually surprised how easy it was to use. And you set the temperature on your tyres and stuff, and it just, you know, it'll take it up to 32 and stuff. So, and actually, I've done that twice now just in the last 3-4 months. So, I mean, it's always good to check them once a month. You know, if you feel comfortable, go to your local tyre store. They're always happy to help. You know.
And I understand some performance cars where they've got the low-profile tyres, and I have one.
Yeah.
They have tyre pressure sensors inbuilt as well. So if you get an alarm, it must be, you should go and check it out straight away.
Definitely, definitely. So even just recently, someone's called me and they're going, oh, the tyre monitor's, you know, is playing up. I said, no, you probably got a problem with a tyre in that. and they sort of ignored it.
Wow.
And they rang me four, five, you go, oh, I've got a flat tyre. I said, you should have got it checked out, you know. So, I mean, yeah, look at your dashboard, make sure there's nothing coming up, especially these cars these days, they're quite good at it. It does alert you. So if the pressure monitor comes up, by all means, you should be getting that checked.
So if you've got our car all good and your tyres are good, we can drive down to Parramatta.
Yes.
What's the latest thing happening in Parramatta? And we mentioned a bit before about the PCYC, and I believe it needs to find a home.
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, Jim knows a lot more about that. And like I said, it's just a great place. I mean, it puts the hand out for the youth, you know, that are coming into this world. And I've noticed the youth that have got involved, they've got a lot more respect for the police that are involved in it, the local people that, you know, make decisions and that, and they can see how hard they work as well, because a lot of these people are actually doing it as a charity. They're not getting paid for it. So
yeah, they're volunteers.
They're volunteers, you know, and the love there is just, you know, it's humble. It's just another love from outside your house, outside your home. Even myself, I felt welcome, and I asked them if I could bring my kids. So, you know, my kids, you know, fortunate, you know, both mum and dad works hard, so, but I asked, can I bring the kids there? And I took the kids, my two boys, and they're 17 and 16, on the way, I was taking them to school, because this is in the morning, they're going, Dad, are those kids always that angry, you know? And I said, mate, those kids are gorgeous, they just haven't had the same upbringing you've had, you know? So, and I think the kids got a sort of respect for that. My boys, you know, and they've got some friends out of it. So, you know, some of these kids just need a hand, and the PCYC is so important for it.
They're a great bunch of people down there, and I know I seem biased, Stan, but I think the PCYC as a concept is a fantastic concept, particularly if we focus on Parramatta. The people, the police there, they're truly amazing people.
Oh, they're brilliant. Like, I've seen them, you know, I got involved, I'm pretty well involved in the Parramatta one, I've been to the Blacktown one a few times as well. And the police, they're just working so hard, and they actually love these kids, they actually care about the kids.
Yes.
I had one of the police officers ring me, and it was a young kid that was quite there was a young kid who was sort of struggling, and the police officer rang me up and he goes, "Oh, Stan, do you want to come? We're going to go to his house and that, and make sure he's okay and that." So we've driven there and we went to his house and stuff, and unfortunately, it's the environment this young man's in, it's very difficult, you know, and he's come back to the PCYC. He seems like he's on, I think he's doing a carpenter's apprenticeship or something like that, and it's just terrific to see that. And it's because of a PCYC that this kid now has got a future. They've put their hand out. Obviously, there's other people involved in his life as well, but they've put his hand out and said, "Look, we can help you with this," you know, and he's a great young man, so.
Stan. Yeah. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our first segment. On behalf of Dan and myself, Spotlight 90.5 FM, we're absolutely delighted that you would spend some of your time. You run a very, very big business. It's your business, your wife. We're just absolutely delighted that you would spend some time. We'd love you to come back and tell more of the story of you and your business and companies, and we wish you all the very best too, because a little birdie told me that you might go for a position in Parramatta soon.
I love the club. I've grown up in the area. I love the Parramatta Eels, and there's a lot of people that do love the club, and I think it brings the local people together too. So, again, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me here. It's an honour to be here. Thanks again.
Thank you, Stan. Have a great day.
Alive 90.5.